Children, I'm going to read the Lord's letter that he sent to the church in a town called Pergamos. Now, the Lord says in his letter that the people of Pergamos are dwelling or living where Satan's throne is. Does it sound like a good thing to be living where Satan's throne is? Can you tell?
No,
that's not good, is it? Because Satan's throne is hell. But the Lord says to the people of Pergamos that they can repent and they can overcome their weaknesses, and then the Lord will give them two special rewards, secret rewards. See if you can hear what rewards the Lord is promising to the church in Pergamos. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, "These things says he who has the sharp, two-edged sword. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, where Satan's throne is. And thou holdest my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against thee, that thou hast there them who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat idol sacrifices and to commit whoredom. So thou hast, even thou, them who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. Repent, otherwise I will come to thee quickly and will fight among them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. Amen." So did you hear what the two special rewards are that the Lord promises to the church in Pergamos? Did you hear what they were? One of them is that he will give them to eat some of the hidden manna. And the other one is the Lord will give them a special white stone with a new name in it that no one knows except the person who gets it from the Lord. Now, there's two things that make a person an angel or a good person. One is that they love to do things to help other people. They do good things, kind things. And the other one is that they know clearly, this is what the Lord wants me to do, and they do things that the Lord tells them to do for that reason. And that's what's represented by these two special rewards. Doing good deeds, is the reward for that is represented by the hidden manna. Do you remember the manna that the Lord gave the children of Israel in the wilderness? There they were out in the middle of nowhere, and there was no food to eat, and they were really worried. And the Lord said, "Don't worry, I'm going to give you bread from heaven." And in the morning, there was dew on all the grass. And when it warmed up and the dew rose, there on the grass was manna. It was white bread, a white kind of bread, and it tasted like it was made with honey. It tasted really good. And so the children of Israel would go around and collect it, and they always had just enough for their families and for everyone. And they called it manna because they said, "What is it? We don't know what this is or where it came from." Manna means, what is it? It was a secret kind of bread because it came from heaven. Now suppose that this afternoon or this week, every one of us does something kind for someone else secretly so they don't know who did it. Like, for example, at school, maybe you could, when nobody's watching, you could sneak an apple or something good into one of your friend's lockers. And they wouldn't know who put it there. Or maybe you'd notice that one of the rooms in your house is kind of messy, and so when nobody's watching, you tidy it up, you clean it up. And your mom comes along later and said, "Who cleaned this room? It looks beautiful." But you don't tell her. It's a secret between you and the Lord. Would you feel good inside if you did something like that? Would that make you feel happy? That's kind of the hidden manna that the Lord gives. And your mom will also feel good too. She will know someone loves me. Someone cares about me enough to clean up this room for me. So that's the hidden manna that the Lord wants to give us. It's a reward that the Lord gives the angels every day. Now compare that to a person who says, I'm not going to help unless someone pays me. Or unless everybody says, oh, what a great job this guy did. Oh, yes, let's praise him for it. Otherwise, I'm not doing it. What kind of happiness is that? Well, they have a certain kind of happiness, but it doesn't last. And it's not really happy. It's an outside kind of happiness instead of inside happiness. So the Lord wants to give us the hidden manna. Now, the white stone represents knowing clearly in your mind from the Lord's word, this is what the Lord wants me to do. I'm going to give you a white stone because this represents knowing clearly what does the Lord want me to do. Would you like a white stone? Because then when we know what the Lord wants us to do, then we can do it, and we can be careful not to do the things the Lord doesn't want us to do. And you know what? When we learn to do what the Lord tells us because the Lord tells us to do it, then it changes us. We gradually become a new kind of person. Someone different than we used to be. And that's like having a new name. Now, nobody might know your name, your new name. You might be doing the same things as you used to do anyway, because you have to. But now you're doing it because you want to, because the Lord says so. And you want to do what the Lord says. So inside, secretly, you have a new name that the Lord is giving you. He's changing who you are. So this is the second of the two rewards that the Lord wants to give us. When we repent and when we overcome our weaknesses, the Lord gives us a white stone with a new name written in it that nobody knows except we do and the Lord knows. So you can think about this, that you can receive the heavenly reward that the Lord wants to give you. Here you are. We can all receive them this week, even if we ask the Lord. Just try, see this week if you can do something secret, something kind for someone else that nobody else knows that you did it. And you'll see that the Lord gives you some of the hidden manna to eat and begins to give you a new name inside because you're doing what the Lord says. Amen.